This is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast, and today we are offering you a Billy Brim classic, one that was made years ago in my ministry. I trust it'll bless you.
Some things are about to happen, wondrous things, marvelous things. They already are happening. They're not going to be happening to people that run around in the dark all the time. God said to me recently about prayer, he said, they're going to happen to people who pray. They're going to happen with people who walk in the light as he is in the light. They're not going to happen to somebody who sits out on the edge and is like the brother said tonight, just flaky and mean and ornery. And if they give a message in tongues and you don't let them give it, they get mad and stomp out. No, they're not going to have it. But I'm going to tell you one thing. No flake and no fanatic is going to keep me from walking with God. Ago. He came around and he said, why, look at this excess and look at that excess. You better control it. And so it was stopped. Many things were stopped. But oh, hallelujah, we have got the groundwork of the Word of God that no other generation has had. You had so much Word fed into you here in this church. That devil ought never to be able to deceive you in a million years. Amen. And we're going to do it. We're going to go on. I'll never forget what Brother Osteen said that one time I came here. We're going to have some Christians who strike 12. This church can show the world. And God's given you satellite to do it. And you get to move as a congregation right up there in the front lines. Kapow. God started off, gave Edison the light bulb business just so Lakewood could do it. That's the truth. And you'll have to do it right, and you'll have to do it God's way, and you'll have to move in love and with the blessings and power of God, and you'll have to do just what you did tonight, move in here and have the Holy Ghost anoint and come down and move up through those waves and down, up beamed and down beamed. You'll not be able to do it by programs and shenanigans. Amen. And entertainment. Oh, one night we were in a meeting with Brother Hagin. He got to doing a cheerlead. Brother Hagin got to leading this cheer. Pushing back. part of. We're going to march now on the offensive. We've been on the defensive too long. We had to be on the defensive because we didn't mind God's law. We didn't walk in love. We touched the anointing of God. We acted like you could walk in darkness and get His blessings. Like it'd be all right just for me. I mean, after all, I'm a preacher. I can walk in a little darkness. You know what? I've just... God's worked on me so much. And He's helped me to walk in love by the Word of God. And by not my knowing that the love of God should have brought in my spirit, and by my knowing 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 8 in the Amplified. And He's turned a touchy girl who noticed everything wrong in the whole world into a person. I'll tell you the truth, I don't notice it. I don't notice suffering wrongs. And man, you talk about a freedom. That is one. Boy, I mean, it was the greatest deliverance I ever had in my life. But there's one thing that makes me prinkle all over. When I hear one member of the body of Christ speaking against another member of the body of Christ, and it increases if it's ministry, my body is wounded, and I feel it from my head to my feet. The body of Christ has been wounded. And the one who has wounded it has not been the enemy. The one who has wounded it has been the body of Christ. And so we're going to quit it. And we're going to get over it. And we're going to walk in the light. If it's dark, even a smidgen of darkness, it's not God, and we're not going to walk in it. And I'm not impelled by the Most High God to tell you the latest dirt I know on some great preacher. You can sit down a minute. Bless the Lord. I'll quit in just a minute. I want to share this morning. I got baptized in the Holy Ghost, a Baptist girl, well, a Baptist lady. I was 29 years old in 1967. Just to save time, I'll tell you, I'm 45 now. Don't have to. Oh, it was glory. I was dazzled. I began to speak out like a fountain let loose in me. I'd been saved 20 years. It was so wonderful and marvelous. And I went to the meetings, and it just happened to be the week that Oral Roberts had quit the Pentecostal church and joined the Methodist church. And the Pentecostals were in a furor. And me, I just now learned to love Oral Roberts that week. All my life long, I didn't think he was of God. I thought he was a shyster and everything else, what I'd been taught to believe, and flip off the television or laugh at him or something else. And that week when I got baptized in the Holy Ghost, I loved him. And then immediately I heard they were all mad at him and thought he'd surely deserted God. And I went home, hushed before the Lord. I said, God, what am I going to do? It was a traumatic thing for me. I just learned to love him. What shall I do? And God gave me the scripture. Who are you to judge another man's servant? Whether he stands or whether he falls. And then God says, I'll make him stand. And that day I was delivered forever of having to judge Oral Roberts' ministry. Day by day if Oral Roberts is following God or not. Since 1967, I've been free of it. Amen. Bless the Lord. Oh, I just wish I could say everything that's in my heart and everything that I feel and everything that I cry about in prayer. And what it is, it's for the body. It's for the body now. It's for the body of Christ, the anointed of God. We can come on and we can walk in the light as He is in the light, and He can have this working relationship with His body that He's designed and groomed us for forever. As long as we've been here, the church. And I can quit it. Can you? I can quit walking in darkness. Can you? I can quit touching God's anointed. Can you? I can quit laying across my tongue the reputation of a servant of God. Just think of it. This tongue, the Bible calls it our glory. Made for blessing God. And you see, we take the same tongue and we lay across it the preachers, the ones that God has sometimes brought to the forefront. And I tell you, when you get brought up there, the devil's not, he's not like God. God's omnipresent. There's only one Satan. He can't get around to everybody. He hadn't probably been around to you. But he's visited Oral Roberts. He's visited the President of the United States. He's visited Kenneth Hagin. He's visited Kenneth Copeland. I'm sure he's visited you. And so, this high class of temptation, which we've never known, then someone begins to teeter, or they have an attack, then we pick up our tongues and decide all how they missed it, all how they did wrong, exactly how they straighten it out over a cup of coffee and a hamburger. And it's not right. And we have to repent of it. And preachers have to repent of it. They're going to make it. I say they're all going to make it. I say it! Glory to God! You know, they brought a Branham film. He talked about Billy Branham last night. They brought a Branham film to Raymond. Did you see that, Pam? And when I saw that film of Brother Branham, and we know that in his last days the devil came against him, and he got kind of out of the one place he should have been operating as prophet, and he got to operate as teacher. I'm not going to judge him. I'm going to tell you that right now. But the devil attacked him. We'll just say that. And he died before his time. And they showed those films, and I saw that gift operate. And I saw the most precious gift of God. I started crying from the first. I wept and wept and wept because I knew we weren't seeing a gift upright like that right now. And he stood up there and talked about how he loved Jesus. And the day he died, he said, I'm still going to have the same testimony. This was a time when he was very humble in his life. And he said, I'll have the same testimony. I love Jesus. And when I saw the film, I saw the greatness of the gift God placed on him. And I felt the heart of God, for he knew what a hard thing it was to bear that much glory in an earthly tabernacle. You remember when Elisha followed hard after Elijah? I'm not going to leave you. I'm not going to leave you. Go back and stay there. Elijah was going to go be caught up. Now I've got to go to Gilgal. Now I've got to go here. Now I've got to go there. You stay back there, Elisha. No! I'm following you as my soul lives. I'm staying with you. And he stayed with Elijah till Elijah was caught up. And he said, what do you want? And he said, I want a double portion. And Elijah said, you have asked a hard thing. He didn't mean that it was hard for God to give him that. He meant, man, it's hard for a human to bear it, that double portion.
Shalom, this is Billy Brim. I hope you enjoyed the classic that you heard today. Call us at 1-800-972-3447 if you would like to have a copy of it on CD. Shalom, shalom.